This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth. Off of 114. And let me just tell you something. The man who started the Shout Out Friday on a napkin has just completed the 10 wing Blazin' Wing Challenge. Did the last one drop him to one knee? Yes. Yes, it did. But he recovered. He finished. And Godspeed in the next few hours, buddy.
Yeah.
I hope everything is okay. He did say that he thought the wings were delicious. Now, they're very hot, but he was like, delicious if you can make it.
I wonder if that's on this in this book that Mike gave me, The 100 Ways to Eat Chicken.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely hot. Yeah. There's definitely plenty of hot chicken.
A lot of different recipes.
A lot of different South Carolina recipes.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I don't know if we discussed this earlier, but we did get a tweet that the Mavericks are a team to watch as the buyer's market and trade market comes down, as they are buyers.
As long as
here.
It's not Jimmy Butler, because I just don't see how that works asset-wise.
Without losing a lot of the depth, that would be dope. That would be dope. But this is an atrocity.
Oh.
This is a moment that I can't believe this is happening. After 40 years, Party City says it is closing down all of its stores.
No!
After 40 years, unless I'm being ball sacked here.
Where am I going to get my balloons?
Yeah. They got Amazon.
Corporate employees were told that today is their last day.
Man,
of
what a brutal time. Hey, I know it's Christmas on Wednesday. Guess what? You get all that time off because you're effing fired.
Everybody's like, that gone. Is tough.
They can say you did a great job. We're just not going to have a business tomorrow.
Yeah, so go.
You didn't get fired. Nobody's working anymore.
Right.
And Choppy, you just said, where am I going to get what?
My balloons.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't know why I ever went there for. That and
Halloween costumes.
My wife loves the, what are the things that pop?
I don't know.
No, they're the confetti cannons.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need to show up the game again?
I was like, what's going on? Is that Kevin?
She loves confetti cannons, and they had those there. Yeah. Aside from that, I was like, this is a balloon company.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Some Halloween costumes.
Oh, had that?
Don't they sell balloons at grocery stores?
They do.
Yeah, not the good ones.
Okay.
How what can makes, you tell it?
Yeah. What makes Party City the good ones?
They're just like they're like everyday balloons.
In quantity? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, you know, you just get it's a Tuesday and you're like, I want to get some balloons today.
How often do you get Tom Thumb or Kroger or something?
You could, but it's like you're paying a higher price, right?
Okay. Question.
It's like the Costco balloons.
What's more worthless? Balloons or flowers?
Flowers. I knew that was going to be the other side of it. Flowers. Give me balloons. It's much better value for the fun you get out of it.
Plus, especially if you're a kid, you can hit the balloons back and forth to each other.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We used to put
balloon
the one
volleyball? Yeah. Absolutely.
Flowers have smell.
Flowers stay around. Well, balloons stay around for a while, too. Flowers stay around for what? 5 days?
It matters if you put that white stuff in.
Yeah. What is that stuff? Is it like sugar? What are they putting in?
Yeah, what is that? It's a concoction that supposedly keeps it alive longer.
Yeah, it's flour juice is what they call
it. Pour some sugar on me was about like taking care of your
flour powder.
Flour power?
Powder?
Oh, okay.
So that is That is an atrocity that Party City is no longer with us.
They're coming out with that strong word.
Again, and again.
I mean, congratulations for lasting this long.
40 years is a
long time.
Let's
celebrate him. Ask Circuit City.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Radio Shack in forever. Is the Radio Shack dead?
I think they are.
Yeah. Remember Incredible Universe?
Remember Toys R Us? Yeah. Dead as a doorknob.
Yeah. Bennigan's.
What are the best companies that we used to have?
Bennigan's.
Man, I love
they had a great
Bennigan's.
Tuna melt. Or their Monte Cristo.
Their Monte Cristo was the best.
Yeah. I always remember my wife was taking too long to have our first child, so I went to Black Eyed Peas.
What do you mean she was taking
you
too long?
You left the hospital?
She obviously wasn't having a baby anytime soon.
So you've been like this for a long
Which
time.
Which hospital was that?
Medical City in North Dallas or
there's
Richardson.
There's a Black Eyed Pea right across the street. Yeah.
I don't think it's there anymore, though.
Oh, yeah.
The building's
gone.
Still there.
It's gone
but
now.
Is you
Black
didn't
Eyed Pea dead?
I think it's pretty much dead.
I did. I just got something from the cafeteria in the hospital because I didn't want to leave.
What would have been the difference? Like, she would have known.
She would have been mad.
Mm. How would she have known? She's laying in bed.
Yeah, she's all drugged
up. She doesn't know.
I was standing outside.
I went down to the cafeteria and got a chicken fried steak from Chili's.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Would you rather eat at Chili's? Think about that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chili's is great, man.
Chili's is great.
But I'll tell you what. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, you could have gone to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild
Watch
Wings,
the
Kevin.
Game.
You love wings,
their potato and their potato wedges with their barbecue sauce is elite.
They got good seasoning on their fries.
Travis Kelce threw Taylor Swift an Eras Tour theme birthday party, and she got a 22 hat. So this is – and there were like – one of the bands, Haim, that she tours with was there. A bunch of his teammates, Mahomes, was there for the party and everything.
I think you're reading that wrong. It's ERAs.
Eras, not ERAs.
Do you think that's lazy? Oh. Do you think she was like, I was doing this for the last 2 years.
What do you get Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I know, right. What do you get her?
That is a great question. But my question for that, because I like what you're saying there. What is the coolest theme party? Because every year, there's you always get an invitation to an ugly sweater party. You get an invitation
toga?
To an 80s.
Like
I feel
college?
Like 80s parties.
It's toga.
Toga?
When's the last time you were invited to a toga party?
It's been a while, but there's always a chance that you see a nipple.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So that's why I would put that one.
That is definitely true.
Man, I'm going to show you the stuff on the internet. It's going to blow your mind.
Wow, really?
That's all you're really looking at.
There's probably a great chance you're going to see a man's nipple at a toga party.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely so. Definitely so. But like 80s always seems to be the, hey, we're having an 80s party tonight.
Yeah, I went to a... like an out-of-this-world moon party.
Oh, really?
People are dressed up like kind of space themed.
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and then so that becomes part of the, the attire for the night.
I feel like Kevin would hate theme parties.
Kevin does.
He's frugal.
I didn't throw the party.
But even if you're invited to it, you're like, I'm going to have to go out and buy a sweater or buy a whatever, and you're like, what a waste of money, and I'm going to wear it one time.
Mm-hmm. I could stay home and be with the people I like.
Like, I don't like to go to Halloween parties.
Really?
I'm not a Halloween party person. I'm just not. I don't typically dress up for Halloween. Adrian loves it, though. She loves Halloween parties. And this year for New Year's, she's like, hey, should we have people over?
Stop it, Mike.
I don't even know what you're thinking over here, Mike.
PJ Washington.
Okay, yeah, women, right?
Hold on. What about this?
My wife is stupid.
Hey, you need to stop that. That one's supposed to be gone.
From the 214 wig party. Wig party is fun. Everyone showing up in a funny wig. And this is a great point. From another 214. What does it say about K&C that RJ is on K&C but hadn't been on his own show all week?
That's a great point.
Did you hear the holiday commercial we're playing? It's y'all show fighting.
About who watches more football.
Okay.
And then it is G-Bag fighting.
Okay, Broadus and Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's the holidays. Us three, no fighting.
No fighting.
You don't
partake in half the segments.
I know.
that's half the reason.
That's to keep everything nice and calm. Kevin loves it.
That I could see. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
What have you been doing, Chop? What have you been doing?
I had my finger surgery trying to get this thing straightened out.
It still looks crooked.
It's still crooked.
It's bandaged up.
The
bandage should be straight,
the
right?
The mass that was in there is out. So I had to get like something removed from inside.
How did you get a mass in there?
golf. It's like a trauma. It's like a cyst that built up, so I had to get that taken out.
Oh,
it was like
man.
Sitting on the nerve. It was hurting. So I've done that.
Assistance.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've done nothing. I watched like I put together I got a new Blackstone. Put that together.
Nice.
Put the Ring doorbell on today. What else have I done? You know, watch the little Yellowstone. I watched like half an episode.
Sorry about that, buddy.
He doesn't like it anymore.
You watch half an episode for 4 hours.
They're not making new Yellowstones, right?
No, they're going to make a spinoff or some garbage off of
that. I will say this. The spinoffs have been good to me.
Okay.
Yellowstone got completely and totally boring and old.
Yeah.
The last season, I think it
two
was.
Two seasons, yeah, I think.
But whatever the year was, 18-something or other.
1883.
With Tim McGraw and then the one with Harrison Ford.
With Harrison
I thought
Ford.
Those were great.
Are they, so 1883 I thought was a little slow in the beginning, so I didn't finish it. But I'll go back and watch them.
Okay. That sounds like a hell of a break right there to me.
I did nothing. Whole
I'm
lot
perfectly
of
okay with
but
not
don't
doing
you need
anything.
Need that sometimes just to be able to do nothing.
You got to recharge the batteries.
I mean, you know, I sleep in till 9 o'clock.
Oh, is that hard?
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Easily.
Really?
I'm like a teenager.
Okay,
I'm like a teenager.
I wake up every morning, 6 o'clock on the dot, without an alarm. It just like I don't know why my body is now just like you're waking up at this time, and it doesn't matter what time I go to sleep anymore, even on the weekend.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night. Like I can't sleep through the night, right? I always wake up, go to the bathroom, whatever.
Is it because you're a dumb baby too?
We don't have a baby. We don't have a baby. but I go right back to bed. Like right back to bed.
Did you just call your baby dumb? Is that
what you're saying? In the last few weeks we've hit another sleep.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Progression, and I'm like,
cool I'm sorry.
Because he wakes up and he goes, couch? And because he wants to like play and stuff, I'm like, it's 2 in the morning.
It's 2 in the morning, no couch.
You're not going to the couch.
The Monster Mash Great Gatsby parties are another type of party.
Is it Great Gatsby party? They're like, let's celebrate the most overrated book ever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's dress up like this. And then the question that I've been wanting to ask all week, I just haven't been able to get to. Does your kid or do you live this dangerous lifestyle? I have Life 360 on my phone. Y'all know what that is?
Yeah, I got it.
Is that the find thing?
It's kind of like sharing with your location with your family or whatnot.
Oh. I call mine Finder, and my wife thinks it's funny I call it Finder.
Yeah, so everybody in our family that has a phone, we have that, and we can see where they are, what they're doing. But the other thing that it shows is how much battery is left on your phone. And both of my kids, there will not be a time that I pull my phone up and look at this app, and they are both red, and that they are 1% away from dying. And it's every day, all the time, their phone is about to die.
So they might charge it up to like 10% and be like, good enough,
yes,
let's go.
That 10% is as high as they even go. I need it 100% all the time. Chopper,
RJ, do you do that?
My son right now, he's at 10%.
10%?
His phone.
The kids these days.
He's been in school all day.
Yeah.
He's been in school.
So his phone should be off.
I mean, he didn't charge it overnight.
I charge I sit it on the charger at night, and then in the Mike always has his charger. In the morning I wake up, it's charged all day long. But I think it's dangerous to run around with a 1-5% phone on your charge.
I'm with you because I think it might be intentional if they're like my two boys now who seem to have a great social life. Is when you call them or text them, they're like, oh, sorry, my phone was dead.
Yeah.
And maybe they are telling the truth.
So they keep it like that so their phone can be
dead. It is a good excuse of when you're trying to get a hold of them. Oh, and because they'll text you on a random number. Like, yeah. Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm at Ben's house or whatever.
And you're like, who the hell is this?
One, who's Ben? Two, like, I texted you an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's kind of I don't have that on my Finder thing.
No, I'll show you what it is in just a little bit.
All right.
But that part of it, you always have yours completely charged.
It's
a generational thing then.
It
isn't
gets down at night. It gets down to the red. Like I don't charge it during the day
because I always want to see if I can make it through the whole day without charging whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Like the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer's trying to
just keep driving the car. But I feel unstoppable when my phone has been charged at 100%. I'm like, we can freaking drive to Michigan. I'm fine. I got 100%.
Oh baby,
yeah.
Long drive.
Go play golf.
I feel like that's just extra stress on their life that they don't need, and I'm trying to tell them, but I think it's just a generational thing that they're willing to take that risk that their phone will die, and I'm not.
They're just not willing to put the phone down to charge it.
That's probably
when
it
was
too.
The last time your phone died? Like it was just
you're supposed to let it die like frequently. You're supposed to let it go all the way down because
you
the neurons or whatever in the battery so they can keep going. Otherwise, they die. The cells in there die out. Yeah, you're supposed to. I'm dead
Mike
serious.
Looks like he does not believe.
I'm dead
He's
serious about
type
this.
It
go
in.
Look it up.
I can tell.
Should you let your phone die all the way, and it'll tell you why? Because otherwise, it'll only start using certain percentage of your battery.
The look on Mike's face and the way he went right to his computer.
He also didn't believe me that you put mustard on a brisket as a coating. He was like, nobody does that. Yeah. Now he knows. So
I did that on steak.
Yeah. Well, you eat it with mustard.
No. I rub it on the steak.
I don't know if this is true or not, but it does say AI overview. No, you should not let your phone battery completely die. It's generally recommended to keep your phone battery charged between 20 and 80% to maximize its lifespan, as letting it fully drain can put unnecessary stress on the battery and shorten its life.
Okay, that's new to me. Oh. And maybe that was Apple.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe
it's
it
like
was
maybe
Apple
new,
that was telling me
new
to let
battery.
It
die. That makes sense.
New battery. You know, like maybe 5 years ago, that could have been right.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. So there it is. That's the information we know.
I only
between 20 and 80.
I only believe community notes.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Somebody asked, why wouldn't your phone last the whole day? I keep my phones probably too long, and so I get to the point where my battery's like, hey, we're not.
It says most modern smartphones use lithium ion batteries, which are best managed by avoiding fully draining them.
Okay.
But I don't have anything based off of like a 2018 model or something. I don't know.
There we go.
I learned.
That's the C-block, ladies and gentlemen.
RJ, thank you very much for coming out and being on our show while shunning your own show.
Shunning my own.
I appreciate it.
Aren't we relaxing?
So relaxing.
God.
Taking a load off together.
That's what we do.
Four people on a show.
This is amazing.
This is I don't know. This is how it's done. Four
I think Choppy wants
show.
To be on our show. Hey, that's what I'm hearing.
What are you does. Proud of?
I'm proud of you, Mike. I'm proud of you.
Are you proud of anything?
I'm proud of you.
That's nice.
Look at that.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth.
Oh!
Off of 114. Coming up next.
It's time.
Besides Cowboys Bucks, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. All of it coming at you next right here on the Fan.
Duran with Vega to his right. The reverse. Looking to throw it. End zone, it's intercepted. Ganado wins the state championship. Bryce Allman picks it off to end it.
That was in triple overtime yesterday. And
that
I believe
awesome.
For people that are following, I believe Carthage is up on La Vega 14-7. Right now, and Carthage has the ball with a little bit less than 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a few minutes, but I want to remind everybody, pregame, everything gets started Sunday at 3 o'clock right here on The Fan. Chris Arnold will have his player profile with Chauncey Golston. They'll revisit the conversation that we had earlier this week with Mike Tirico. And then, of course, you get that Cowboys post-game show deep into the night. Everything you need for the Cowboys right here on 105.3 The Fan. So I wanted to ask you guys, besides Cowboys Bucks, is there a football game you're particularly interested in this weekend? Because as we've been talking about, the state championship game's happening here. There is the college playoff, four games we get in the next essentially 24 hours or so, I guess more like 30 hours.
Sorry, our Malakoff.
Breaking news.
Malakoff got crushed yesterday. I'm sorry.
We're hurt about this because
they lose to Columbus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really fair that a team from Ohio came down.
That is Columbus, Texas.
Oh.
Is what happened. That was too big of a laugh at that. No, that
Malakoff was just there playing football, and Columbus showed up with the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they.
Well, they both had a 4 in their final score.
Yeah.
It was 40-something to 14.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, if you change the numbers around,
they still lost by
7.
Now, I think the two 7 o'clock p.m. games, so South Oak Cliff tonight at 7 o'clock, and then North Crowley tomorrow at 7 o'clock. North Crowley has moved up to number 3 in the country, which is where Duncanville was, and North Crowley was 8. Now they're going to play an Austin-Westlake team that's number 11 in the country. And
I ask you this.
Uh-huh.
I know it's you could take the 6A school. Last year, the best team in the state was DeSoto.
Yes.
Because they beat Duncanville. Correct. They both won state. But if you took all of these runners up, and let's just say 5A and 6A, so yeah. The four runners up, I wonder how many state championships those teams would win across all the states in the United States that they end up not winning the state championship here in Texas.
If they're in whatever that state's equivalent classification is, I think at minimum, a runner-up, at minimum 40.
That they'd win it.
That they would just win. Like there are
whether
some
Louisiana, exactly. Arkansas,
win,
Oklahoma.
Win. I think there are some states where you might have to reconsider some things.
California,
Georgia, Pennsylvania. I might have some more questions. But look, I have seen time and time again teams come in from other states, and this is like the best of their best, and they just get throttled by a top-notch North Texas football team.
The only one I've ever seen is the one in Florida.
Okay,
Was that Michael Irvin's high school?
I don't remember.
Whatever one in Florida is the only one I've ever seen, and maybe LaSalle in California. Other than that, usually Texas is just dominant. Kevin, for this weekend for me, I'm going to skip ahead to the Sunday because the Saturday slate's full.
And we've talked about it. We're excited about it.
I am actually very interested in the noon kickoff between the Eagles and the Commanders. This is a division game. I'm not usually that interested in the division games, but Jaden Daniels has captured my interest. Like he absolutely did. Terry McLaurin, obviously too. But can they take down the Eagles? Can they win it and get over the top of them? So that's something that I'm really interested in for this weekend.
Okay,
think you can have an answer because I think Sunday is going to be a wife day.
Yeah, it's a light day.
Okay,
so because tomorrow I'm going to the Highland Park game.
Saturday feels like an all-time football
then
day.
I'm taking my son who's going to the game with me. We're gonna go somewhere and eat and then have maybe the end of the SMU game, the beginning of the UT game, the end of the Kansas City Texas game, the beginning of the Pittsburgh Baltimore Ravens game. So it's like I'm probably going to give my football watching tomorrow, which means Sunday the day part I will give to my wife, and we'll go wherever she wants to go and do things like that.
So something to keep an eye out on in that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game, but I'm with you about Washington and Philly. I was just going to ask, who are you rooting for?
Oh, okay.
Because I know Micah was like, I can't root for Philly. I just can't do
it. I'm not rooting for anybody.
Did he grow up at Eagles?
I'm rooting for McLaurin, if that's fair.
So
because I need the fantasy points.
So the Steelers have not won the NFC North since 2020. So it's only been 3 years since they won. This is the longest streak since 2011 to 2013.
Jeez.
They've gone without winning the division.
Wow.
And if they don't win it this year, this will be the longest run. It's only 4 years since 1991 that they haven't won the division like in that close proximity. And I'm telling you this, the Ravens struggle against Pittsburgh. They have lost their last four to Pittsburgh and seven of the last eight. So while I do think Baltimore is the better team, for whatever reason, this matchup just really throws them off.
Yeah, I think it's the attention that Tomlin pays to Lamar Jackson. It's that attention, and they talk about in that game in the show. They talk about open grass a lot, and that's where their main focus is the way the Ravens open up. That's what open space, but they say open grass. The way that they open up space to create big runs, but they pay a lot of attention to Lamar Jackson. I was surprised a little earlier that Derrick Henry his impact all season's been kind of a surprise. But man, what they have there should really give them another option against Pittsburgh in this one.
And Carthage probably just won the 4A state championship.
They just scored another touchdown.
Yeah, they just hit about a 33-yard pass to go up 21-7 with about 6 minutes left.
Heck of a throw,
man! And you love that composure from the quarterback. He's like he's excited, but he's like I'll be more excited in a few minutes.
I got it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Get ready to take another load off. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
So stupid.
We are revisiting some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said by everybody on this very program. And we got options this week. We've got about 18 of them.
Whoa!
So
there should be 25 for the 25 days.
That's a good point.
Okay,
I should be better, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I you know, my brain works quick.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to let you pick who we are going to pick on first. You can go Corey, yourself, Kevin, or Mickey Spagnuolo.
Gosh, we had a yell for Corey, and you know what? I'm going with the people.
All right, let's start.
Corey. I'm going with Corey.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's start off strong.
I will deliver the baby early in the morning.
And that's it. Yeah.
What are you going to do the rest of the day?
I guess.
Football?
I guess watch some football.
Okay.
Maybe make a brisket. I got this new thing from Mike. I'll probably make some chickens. And then I can cook some chickens, too. Kevin, I don't know if you read this part. 100 ways to eat chicken. Are you hungry for chicken? Lots of big, fat, juicy chicken. These cards contain 100 recipes that'll satisfy all your mouth-watering needs. Now you can eat chicken for days.
And it are a walking HR violation.
It doesn't say chicken, by the way. It says...
Well, I mean, that's what
blank-a-doodle do. I gotcha.
What a rooster would be. Yeah.
Hickory-dickory-dock.
Sock. Yeah, I gotcha. So there you go.
This might be one of my sleeper votes here from Mike Bassick.
Dang, I would usually grab that guy's arm, but he doesn't have one.
I remember that too. You would usually grab that guy's arm, but he doesn't have one.
Who didn't have an arm? I don't remember this.
No, because he was talking about a running back.
Yeah.
And you're like, it could be tough to tackle if you only had one arm.
I combined it with Captain America's friend,
Bucky. Oh,
Bucky,
that's right.
He doesn't have an arm. And so
he has a metal arm.
He avoids tackles 37% of the time. And I was like, well, maybe like you got to try to tackle his arm at times, and he doesn't have one.
That's right. I like that. That's a good one.
Grabbing for air when I thought there was an arm.
Let's see. Mickey Spagnuolo said this.
Try to get fancy pulling it out.
My goodness.
Adam Schefter does say that Xavier Legit is out. He's been ruled out for Sunday's game.
You think it's bad raccoon?
They say it's due to his hip injury, but it could be the raccoon.
So I shouldn't joke about it. I gotcha.
His hands.
Back to you, Alec.
Let's see. Kevin, since you spoke, your one entry this week is pretty fun.
You can do it, and I'll stab you.
Damn.
So that's about my wife, who, by the way, Mike, I went home and asked that.
You're gonna stab your wife?
No, she will stab me. And she said that she won't necessarily stab me if I ask her about that, but if I try to get a divorce, that's when she's going to stab me.
Huh.
And I say, what if I ask for a divorce because you're going to stab me? And she goes, well, I don't think you're getting this at all. I'll only stab you if you ask for a divorce. So that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's going to kill him.
I'm glad you went home and asked that.
I did.
See, in some world, Mike was talking about Wilt Chamberlain.
Impregnated the whole city. No. That's our Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Bulldogs.
That's Stanford.
All their last names.
Where they got the family of Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. That's their last name. And they said, we got to create a state championship team.
Is there
and
anybody
they got,
out there?
They got, like, the family that they had to have.
That was just the mascot name on the back of the jersey.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Nobody's confirmed that. Nobody's told us otherwise.
You tell me, when you see the name above the number on the back of the jersey, what's usually there?
Frequently it is last name, but not always.
Yeah. You know what they call the house that all the Bulldogs stay in is called the pound, the compound. Next one.
Yeah, okay.
Corey, you said this.
Like, we could live under these balls for a while.
We have like...
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was talking about.
Do you read that
there,
from your new book Mike gave you?
No, that has nothing to do with balls. That's
that
only...
could be the sequel. Chicken and Balls.
Chicken and Balls.
Oh, I bet they do sell
Come, this one is how to eat 100 ways to eat chicken, and then you could do... Tasty balls, you know, something like that.
Isn't that like a Saturday Night Live?
When that was
like
from
Mr.
That's from the guy
Pete
who...
Sweaty and his
sweaty
balls.
That's right.
Yeah.
And from what was your favorite show? South Park.
I do like South
the
Park.
The chef, and he was like
chocolate salty balls.
Mike has been hanging out with PJ Washington. It sounds like.
Open your eyes, women.
What do they need to open their eyes about, Mike?
When the guy got tickets for Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman was furious because this this lady's banging somebody at work, and then the guy's like, I'm not taking you to this Taylor Swift concert anymore. You obviously are seeing somebody else, or at least really seeing somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then all the girlfriends and the girl are like, what a horrible guy that's her dream to go to a Taylor Swift concert, and you're not taking her anymore because she's banging other people.
Yeah, that's
terrible. You lost the ticket.
Yep.
You need to blame yourself.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Like I said, wait till after the concert.
Hmm. Or don't do it at all.
Good point, but, you know.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Or wait till after the concert.
Mike's like, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, those are your options if you want to go to the Taylor Swift concert.
I want that as a drop. There's going to be some weird choice that comes up, and then Mike going, those are your options if you want to go to the Taylor Swift concert.
You could have this or you could have this. Yeah. Did that drop of Mike doing that.
Well, Corey's like Nick Saban. He's not going to, so quit asking.
I'm not opening my face up.
Mm-mm.
What?
No, I don't want to get hit in the face by anything. So
I was watching Bear Attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
Yeah. How did you get on Bear Attacks, Mike?
I watch YouTube.
Okay, and it just gives you videos.
Yeah, I wanted to watch about how they put wolves back into Yellowstone in 1995. And now the ecosystem's great because of wolves again. Thanks, wolves. But anyways,
what was that, wolf bears are, or something?
I don't know if you know, guys know this or not. Bears are predators at Yellowstone.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then there's been bear attacks, you know, around the world.
Sure.
Bears will rip your face off if you give them face. So you need to make sure if they're attacking you to try to protect your face, because they will rip your face off.
So give them the top of your head then? So then you're just giving them
or
that?
Cocaine.
The back of your head.
Is it true that bears eat beets? And bears,
I don't think they
beat Battlestar Galactica.
Bears are meat eaters and berry eaters.
What about honey?
Don't give them your berries.
Yeah.
Because they like those.
Keep your berries in their pouch.
Gotcha.
I tell you what, man. When you tease, when we were talking earlier about tease, do you know how long it takes him to tease?
What?
Thank you for the setup, Mike.
Because it means charisma bear.
When are we getting to the end of this?
God, Mike!
I mean, I've got one more that's probably going to take the whole thing. And it was a combination of a little bit of Zach Wolchuk, but mostly Mike Bassick.
Bad Santa was doing fat women in the dressing room.
How is he doing them?
From behind.
68.
That is the winner. That is my vote right there. As I believe after I left the room for that segment, Mike goes, hey, do you want me to come to the bathroom with you? It's 68. And I was like, no, Mike.
Yeah, he was like, do you need me to watch?
Like feels like a major violation.
Do you need me to help? Do you want me to watch?
Hey, those are private conversations.
All right. With as great as that is.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm going to vote for Mike talking about some guy impregnating the whole city.
Impregnated the whole city.
God, so much work.
That's pretty
sweet. That is a lot of work.
I'm voting for the last thing with him and Zach.
Oh, no.
Bad Santa was doing fat women in the dressing room.
How is he doing them?
From behind.
68.
God.
I had the right answer.
I know. I really, when Bobby Belt posted that clip, I just looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, why ask that question?
Yeah, yeah, I gave the right answer. I recently watched 30 minutes of that movie.
And I just want to reiterate, just because a movie is not uplifting doesn't mean it can't be a Christmas movie.
This is true.
It's not an uplifting movie most of the way.
True. Classic
I agree.
I'm voting
Christmas
for you movie. Teasing again.
Teasing?
What did I tease?
I think you teased, right?
Kevin?
Yeah, what was Kevin's?
You can do it, and I'll stab you.
Oh, no, the police officer's here.
Well,
are we in trouble?
All right, Alec.
Is he here for Mike?
It's up to you to make the decision. There is an officer.
Maybe you heard about all the gunshots in Oak Cliff.
Well, perfect timing to walk in to hear this with no context.
Bad Santa was doing fat women in the dressing room.
How is he doing them?
From behind.
68.
Okay. Yeah. That should be the last time we ever play this.
Yeah.
I just want to say.
Yeah. It's Christmas.
We got enough of that in.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That is your winner. Coming up next, our final segment from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114. Even the officer of the law is cheering for us. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
So he can take us to jail now.
Lamb is in a slot on the right this time. Snap to Prescott, looks right, now goes screen left. Dowdle with a block to the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone, touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth off of 114. Thank you to everyone who has joined us today, hopefully gotten their shirt, had a great time. It is a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to the Carruthers Candy Company for bringing us some awesome treats while we're out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And then shout-out Friday, thankful Friday. And this is from Ricardo for Sharon. You had a tough week, but you're the most resilient woman I know. I love you, and you mean everything to me. She won
the Billy Davis.
It was a Jake Ferguson jersey. Oh. But also, Ricardo completed the 10-wing Blazing Wing Challenge here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And that is incredibly impressive. Also impressive, Carthage finishes it off 4A Division II state title. They beat La Vega 28-14 to win the state title right now.
Go Bulldogs.
Courtesy of D&M Leasing, let's chat with our fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Well, probably not as good as our old buddy Tim in Carthage, the former principal there that calls into what you drink and what you thinking every Friday. We look forward to hearing from him. Congrats to Carthage.
He'll be real hammered today.
Oh, yeah. Congrats to everybody in Waco as well with La Vega, you know, runner-up. They have a great sports program there. But, Heggie, I am rolling. We are rolling. How the heck are you?
We are doing fantastic today. We've had a lot of fun out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I was curious, since we were talking about high school football there as well, it feels like tomorrow is an all-time football day. You have the last three Texas high school football state championship games. You have two marquee NFL games. You have the other three college football playoff games. That feels like tomorrow feels loaded for football.
And the fun starts tonight. The fun's going on already. So I was thinking this might be the best college football weekend we've ever had. And obviously, future college football playoff Saturdays will be like it. But it's almost like a wild card or divisional weekend. We've never had this much meaningful elimination football at the same time. So I'm ecstatic.
I think you're right. I mean, you look back at the New Year's Eve a couple of years ago with the semifinal, you had Michigan TCU and then that amazing Ohio State Georgia game. Like back to back, that was epic. But tomorrow, and starting with a snow-filled South Bend Stadium with Notre Dame and Indiana, this is going to be epic. You got to have the 2-3 TV set up. And hey, if you guys need a place to go, come on over tomorrow. I'll have it fired up and ready to rock.
With plastic on the couch this time. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, plastic on the couch.
You can always hit a Buffalo Wild Wings as well.
And B-Dubs is going to have you covered 100%. Where B-Dubs is football.
I realize the SMU rooting interest, the Texas rooting interest. Are you guys rooting for Indiana? Is there any other team in the college football playoff that you're like, I would like to see them do some damage?
My mom's side of the family's from Indiana, and they're all Hoosiers fans. I went to the Jerry Yeagley Indiana soccer camp in 1988. Nice. So I'm always kind of pulling for Indiana. But obviously SMU and Texas, you know, is going to take the majority of my rooting.
I'm pulling.
Indiana's. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'm pulling for RJ Choppy heartbreak. So give me Ohio State and the Buckeyes. Yeah.
On Indiana's jersey, do they have something that represents Bobby Knight, like a piece of toilet paper that's kind of dirty?
They put the chair that he actually threw onto the court. That's there. They got a patch for it.
They're choking the mascot is what they're doing.
Slapping that one kid. Hey, look up here.
Yeah, I'm not Bobby.
Okay.
That kid got in trouble for calling him Bob?
Can't remember. It just seemed like if you even looked at him sideways, he was like, nah, I'm going to try to put you to sleep around this.
He was actually, to be honest with you, and I know this is going to sound crazy, I was with Parcells and met him during the Big 12 championship game. Like, he got us tickets right behind the Texas Tech bench. And, like, I was in there waiting. Like, it was me and Parcells, and he came in, and I got up to leave. And he, like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'll just let you guys visit. I feel, you know. And he goes, no, please sit. So now to listen. He told story after story after story to Bill, and I was kind of like, man, this is not the same guy.
It's not, you know, but he was actually, maybe it was late in the career, but he insisted that I stay and while him and Bill were having a chat there in the coaches.
Was he at Texas Tech then?
Texas Tech, yeah. His son came in and goes, hey, yo, Dad, we're ready to hit the court. And he goes, ah, you go ahead and take the warm-up. I'm going to visit here with Bill. And I was kind of just sitting there like, I literally stood up like, listen, I'll let you guys chat. I know you probably have it. And he goes, no, please, Brian, sit down. This is fine. And I just sat there and didn't say a damn word, barely breathed, you know? I mean, really just kind of sat there and just tried not to make any kind of noise at all.
And he did that with pants on?
Yeah. Okay, Bill, that's the same place, the time with Bill when I was pulling up. We were pulling up to the AAC, and he was pulling right underneath the stadium. He was parking underneath the stadium. Well, as we're pulling up, I reached for my wallet. Because I'm thinking, he invited me to go. I'm going to pay for parking.
There you go.
He looked at me and goes, obviously, you don't know who you're with.
Obviously.
And next thing you know, I'm like, okay. He flipped the keys to some guy. Obviously, I didn't know we were going to park right next to the door, you know, to get into the stadium and stuff. So it's wild.
So I think the quarterback's coach's mom just kissed the head coach on the lips.
Oh, maybe that's his dad.
I hope so.
It is.
It is.
Son. What is happening in this celebration?
Very appreciative there. They take football serious.
It's a big deal to win a state title at Carthage and anywhere
else. My kid's going on to big
things. He's just become the most winning coach in Texas high school football history, like, championship-wise.
She's next to the husband, and she's dialing up the phone like, you need to talk to somebody. And he goes, I really don't want to do that. He literally is trying to take this in, and she's trying to hand him the phone to say hello to somebody.
Okay. On the field, babe.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Goal, as always, Heggy, thanks for asking.
Yes.
You know, we're going to chat with Stephen Jones coming up at 3 o'clock, but we have a couple of college football guests, including Eric Henry, 247 Sports at 4:40, and Danny Cannell is going to join us at 6.
Outstanding.
Ravens
roll
running back.
Home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you to everybody at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth for joining us. We'll be back on the air Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
See you next year, Kevin.
Hell no.